Our next item is Hunter's Walk MRRPC amended conditions on Route 1.
This is a request to amend two conditions of the approval for this project. The first request is a request to amend a requirement requiring sidewalks on both sides of all streets. This project's been redesigned using green design best management practices. The applicants are still proposing sidewalks in front of all the buildings on both sides of the roads, and they're also proposing walking trails that were highlighted on the copy of the reduced site plan that I sent you. They're also requesting the condition requiring tennis court and a multi-purpose court be eliminated. They've conducted a market study and found there's not a demand, which would result in those two items rarely being used. They are willing to build a swimming pool in the community center within 2 years after the issuance of the first building permit instead of the required 3 years, and I provided you a copy of the letter from the applicants and a copy of the reduced site plan. This project has not received final approval, so there's no construction or homes that have been sold.
This isn't quite so easy, Mr. Chairman. I hope that, did they provide us with a bigger survey than this thing here that we got, or was that all they gave us?
Well, I told them I didn't need a bigger one because it was, that's the same as
we all were furnished with.
The preliminary plan, it was just, the green was just showing the, where they are proposing the trails and sidewalks.
How many units are we dealing with, would you guesstimate?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, do we have anybody here representing this project?
Is there anyone here representing this plan project this evening? Appears that there is.
Good.
If you'd give us your name, please.
Yes, my name is Paul Jones, and I'm representing the owner of the land.
Okay. All right.
Part of the partnership.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, there you go.
Where were the originally the tennis court or multi, the paved multi-sport court going to be?
They were, the site has been reconfigured from the original proposal.
Okay.
So that it's gives better views for all the buildings. And so the tennis courts were, I believe they were located in the center, there where the stormwater pond is now. But we have a, in terms of the use of the multi-use courts and the tennis courts, we have a market study that indicated that they were not, didn't specifically not recommend those, but it did recommend, you know, community pool and several other items which we're going to include. And notably absent were the multi-use court and the tennis courts.
Was this a study that was commissioned by you or one that your project engineers came across?
It was commissioned by, I believe, the project engineers. It was done on our behalf, but it was really done as part of the marketing study that we're trying to identify best use given the, I mean, this project's been, I forget exactly when the preliminary approval was given, but it seems to me it's been 5 or 6 years, if not that long, very close to that long. And so the whole economy's changed and the whole market structure's changed. So what we originally conceived of and felt that we could afford to construct, you know, it really has changed some. But at the same time, if we build things that aren't going to be used, it's going to put the condominium association fees higher and so residents will be paying for things that ultimately they're not going to use.
Yeah, so this is a condominium project, I would assume by the shapes of the buildings?
Yes, I think that's a condition of the preliminary approval, I believe.
And is your target market involving any families?
In our view, probably more, there will be families, but there'll be more, probably not 55 plus, we weren't willing to commit to that, but in general, we think there'll be older residents, more like my age.
And
of course, I am 55 plus, so.
Should there be school children residing in this project, where might the school bus pick up the kids?
I can't answer that. I have to get the engineer to come up and talk about that. I believe it's there's an entrance that comes down from Kings Highway and comes down and makes a right-hand turn, and it's right in that area.
I'm Ben Gordy with Ocean Atlantic Management. I'm not the engineer, so don't ask me any of those technical questions. But yeah, there was a proposed bus stop off of Kings Highway.
We can ask you, but you better not answer them.
So the bus stop was going to be at the entrance to Kings Highway?
Yeah, see, that's where the proposed pickup and drop off would be.
So looking through my magnifying lens at this map here or wherever, I don't see any sidewalks that would be leading from the project to where the school kids would be getting on and off school buses along that snake-like road.
Yeah, that's correct.
And while you're not an engineer, what's the purpose of having sidewalks?
It's pedestrian access.
Safe pedestrian travel?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and one other that is part of phase one, that where the entrance off of Kings Highway is. It was phase one and phase two. Phase one's a commercial, right. Yeah, it was phase. It's a commercial site plan. Phase two is the residential condos.
So we could have school children getting on and off school buses at Kings Highway, having to walk beyond a commercial project to a condominium project with 147 units, and having to walk in the road.
No, I believe this site plan is for phase two. Phase one has final approval, and if I'm not mistaken, there are sidewalks there, but that was not part of the change that was undertaken in phase one. We never came back and asked for changes in the conditional use.
Well, gentlemen, I can tell you, just trying to see this site plan through the use of a magnifying glass here, I'm having some real hard problems with some of the sidewalks being omitted, if that's in fact what's happening. And let me give you, for example, I guess this bottom corner over here, these two buildings, and here.
Yes.
It looks like there's some kind of spot there where it's with diagonal lines with no sidewalk. What's that? What's the diagonal lines represent? See it like a rectangular box there?
That's a hashed out area on the paving where you probably a loading zone or something.
Yeah, so they're loading zones, handicapped zones.
Probably a loading handicap or loading zone.
Okay.
Access way.
Because reason why I ask is I'm looking at this.
It's paved.
But I see a recycling center, but I don't see any sidewalks leading to your recycling center that's in this corner right here. You might want to borrow my magnifying lens so you need it.
So, from building D to that proposed trash enclosure and recycling area.
So, I mean that's a small example. The bigger example are some of your parking spots that are around the stormwater management pond, where there's no sidewalk, both along this area as well as this upper corner too. I don't know, gentlemen, I'd like to see a bigger diagram without having to strain my eyes before I make a ruling on eliminating sidewalks that, to me, concerns or is a concern for me from safe pedestrian travel with all these buildings, given the number of units and the number of parking, number of vehicles, not to mention the sidewalk, whether it exists or not, it's not shown on this site plan leading to Kings Highway.
Well, two things I would say. One is I don't think at this point they've asked for any change on the commercial section of the site plan. I don't remember if that's phase one or phase two. So,
correct.
You know, I don't think you should be looking at that. If that's a separate phase and that's not what we're dealing with, I don't think that we need to be looking at that. That drive out to the entrance. I mean, I suppose you could ask for clarification on that, but from what I'm hearing, that's not what they're asking for. Mr. Abbott pointed out something, too, that I was sort of thinking, is that this is a little bit different than the types of things where we've dealt with before with streets and cross-sections of streets and subdivision roads and sidewalks, because these are interior drives with parking lots. I mean, that's a different design standard, you know, than what we talk about on subdivision. So it's a little bit different animal. Here, in that regard, so just keep that in mind. Those haven't necessarily been dealt with the same way historically as subdivision streets have. So I just wanted to sort of point that out.
So it sounds like I need a consultation with our esteemed attorney.
Or staff. Staff.
Well,
yeah.
Mr. Johnson, you have the right to move to defer if you wish. I don't think they're going to break ground next week, so.
Can I make
or,
a?
Or are you? Are you? Are you?
Can I make a note?
Not quite. No.
It appears that, and they are. They've got sidewalks in front of all the buildings, and there appears to be interconnection or crosswalks at several locations that interconnect with the opposite side of the parking areas. That interconnect with the trail that goes around the stormwater pond. So there is sidewalk in front of all the buildings. And there is interconnection to the trail that connects to the rec center and the
I think what we're having difficulty envisioning is what's going to be a sidewalk, what's going to be a walking trail versus what we were shown originally.
No, I'm just trying to.
I'm kind of really saying that more for the applicant's benefit. This is the issue we have is we've approved one plan, now we're looking at another plan, and for us to make a decision that is, I won't say that it can't be challenged because anything can be challenged, but to make a decision that we can justify, we need to be able to understand what each one of those are, and I think Mr. Johnson kind of had an issue with that. So. Not that the certainly.
What I started to say was.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
There's a couple sections in there that don't have any buildings across the drive, so it's necessary to put sidewalks on that area, especially to the where the single building is that sits by itself.
Yeah, this area right here. I agree with that.
I just noticed there are several places that don't have any. Buildings, so do you need parking on both sides? That's not a question.
Sidewalks, right. I concur with that. There's certain areas that certainly there's not a need for a sidewalk there at all, but there's certain areas that do concern me looking at this miniaturized version. One of which, for example, Mr. Lank, one of them might be, and I'll show you two. You have these two buildings here, and yes, you have your whatever this loop is around the pond. But if I'm in this building here and I want to go see these folks in this building, how am I going to get there?
You're going to take your car.
Right. So
your golf cart.
To me, a sidewalk from that building to that building, which is addresses the parking here, kind of answers that. But anyhow, but Mr. Chairman, just for the sake of time and for sake of...
I'm
sorry.
I think Mike would probably take his RV, but that's okay. I guess, is what's required by code and what's been proffered by the applicant is my question. I mean, what sidewalks...
The code doesn't require specific sidewalks. They were proffered by the developer in the public hearing process, most likely.
As an amenity to complement the RPC. And so, and so...
It was a conditional use, that wasn't RPC. I think you said RPC.
Pardon me?
Conditional use, isn't it?
No, it's RPC.
Is it RPC? All right, never mind.
I think it's an RPC.
Okay.
Yes.
But, and so, an example like you just gave, Mr. Johnson, is more an amenity issue by the applicant than, you know, if they feel like the people they're selling to really want that connectivity, then I guess they'll put it in. If they don't, they won't. So it's more of an amenity issue to complement the RPC than code. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, I think part of it, too, I mean, that's a good point, but part of it is under the original design, we're under older stormwater regulations, and there were certain ways we dealt with it, and this design is subject to some different and strategies in terms of stormwater management that are more difficult to deal with, and the less impervious surface you have, it makes it, I won't say easier to deal with, but there's less issues to deal with. So that's part of what's driving it is the new stormwater management requirements to have, and I'm not an expert in it. I'm used to be an engineer, but I'm not practicing it right now, and so I've kind of been out of the loop for a couple of years, so I don't know all the lingo, but that's one of the things that fostered some of the change. It's probably not the only reason, but.
Yeah, just to clarify, the original plan called for a curb and gutter throughout the project. We've gotten rid of all the curb and everything's surface level swale drainage. So it's a little easier to put sidewalks next to curb and gutter than it is a swale.
Mr. Abbott, do we have a blow up of this? No, if we do, that's fine. I don't want to review that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm looking at here, you got a bigger version.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not highlighted in green.
All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have an opportunity to review the bigger blow up. So I'm not straining my eyes and giving myself a
surprised to hear you say that.
I bet you are.
Since you've only said it about 15 times.
Right. I'm just trying to make my point.
All right. Well, we're in there. I know.
All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, where are we on that? Mr. Chairman, concerning Hunter's Walk, MRRPC, amended conditions off Route 1, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on Hunter's Walk MRRPC amended conditions on Route 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.